want to talk for a minute to the young people here. Pardon my voice, I've had a throat cold for a week and a bit. We've grown up with tremendous privilege. Much like this little boy Samuel that we've just considered. I want to speak to each one of our hearts just for a minute. I've been reflecting on three young men in the scriptures. We've had one of them in our readings, and that's Peter. And we know that Peter loved the Lord tremendously. But Peter denied the Lord. But the Lord wasn't done with Peter. And we can read about it in his epistles. We can read about the sufferings of the Lord Jesus in those epistles. We can read about the glory that the Lord Jesus has now and that Peter had before him in view of his service for the Lord Jesus, who he denied. I was thinking of Eutychus. Eutychus also had tremendous privilege. He got to hear the Apostle Paul deliver messages. We know for sure he was sitting in that window and perhaps he was enjoying the cool breeze. I don't know. Perhaps he was listening, but for some reason he fell asleep. Perhaps he had his eye out the window and wasn't listening very well. We don't know, but he fell. The Apostle Paul was able to go down and revive him. But I want to spend just a minute talking about a third man. And his name is Mark. Mark also grew up in a place of privilege. We know that his mom opened her home for prayer for the Apostle Peter. When Peter was taken by Herod and put in prison, there was a prayer meeting. Where was it? It was at Mark's house. And we read in the early part of the Acts about Paul and Barnabas taking Mark to help them in their work for the Lord. And Mark went. But you know, Mark, he kind of gave up. And it says he went back. And he wasn't a help to the apostles. And then there came a time where Barnabas wanted to take Mark. And Paul said, oh no. He gave up. He wasn't faithful. We shouldn't take him. And because he was a relative of Barnabas, Barnabas said, oh yes, we need to take him. And Barnabas took Mark. We never read about Barnabas again. But Paul went with Silas. And we do read about Mark again. So let's read about it. We don't have any time. We'll just read that one verse and pray. 2 Timothy This is the last epistle that Paul wrote. He was about to give his life as a martyr for the Lord Jesus. There had been many that had forsaken him. We read about that in verse 10, Demas. Verse 11, only Luke is with me. Now notice this. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And then another verse in 1 Peter. Fifth chapter, verse 13. The church that is at Babylon, elected, together with you saluteth you, and so doth Marcus, my son. Our brother at the beginning spoke about our standing and our state. And as believers, we can never be lost. Peter loved the Lord Jesus very much, but he denied him. I failed the Lord many times, young people. Don't think I'm preaching at you. I'm not. I'm one of you in heart. The Lord loves you. He died for you. He wants you. Our brother just said, he wants your heart. He wants your heart. These three young men that we've talked about, we just ended with Mark. Mark was profitable. The Apostle Paul could see that. He was profitable to the Lord. And our desire this afternoon is that you would be too. Perhaps there's somebody here, you love the Lord. We've had an admonition for us to live in the new man, to walk in the strength, the Holy Spirit, to serve the Lord, to be useful to the Lord Jesus. Study the Scriptures. Find examples in His Word. These young men, take time. Take encouragement from their lives. And if you've failed Him, He wants you. You can be useful. Peter did. Think of the blessing that Peter's been to you. The Scriptures that you enjoy that man, through the Spirit of God, wrote down. Mark was profitable. May it be so with each of us. Let's pray.